Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about her body count is over 9,000. Well, let's go! Yes, fellas, you talk to this chick, she's so beautiful, so sweet, and she smells so good. But then when you take her home and you're about to shove your pee-pee inside of her, you see that between her legs, it looks like an Arby's roast beef sandwich, all full of mayonnaise! Yum, yum, give me some. You gonna eat that? I wouldn't, but some people are thirsty. Just saying. Yes, most women are not vegan if they get those half beef injections, so yeah. What can you do? You try to take these hoes home, and what do you get? You get nothing but skeezers, every single one of them. They're all single moms, they're all blown out, they're all crazy. They have all this disease inside their mind and body and their soul. But what can you do as a guy? Not a damn thing. Yeah, you're just along for the ride because you're a man. Your opinions or your say doesn't count or even matter. Yes, ain't that some shit, right? That you're the workhorse of this society, but yet you get crapped on. Yes, it is what it is. But yeah. Yes, remember this sexy piece of fucking nutcase? Yeah, this chick. Look how pretty she is, but she has a really, really fucked up view in life. Yeah, she thinks that men only want women for their body and their free labor. Yeah, so that she thinks just because a chick moves into your house, she's eating your food, you're paying for her clothes, her bills, and all that. She thinks what she does is free labor. Yes, look at this pampered chick. First world problems, in my opinion. But yeah, let's let this crappy sandwich maker say what she needs to say, because ooh-wee, yes, she's insane. My opinion, of course, but it doesn't matter, right? Not really.
Okay, so like, you're not here to please me, you're not here to serve me, and you're not here to make my life easier. So I'm confused as to why you're here.
Yeah, this chick thinks she's the prize. She's saying, entertain me. What are you here to do for me? Yeah, bitch. What are you gonna do for me? She says, oh, I am the table. Seriously, like, what do? Besides complain and say that you do all this other shit. Well, I'm just right here twiddling my thumbs. Yeah, you believe this shit? But obviously, modern women. Yeah, that's why women shouldn't have any rights, because they have these stupid ideas. Just saying.
Are you looking for unconditional love? Because I don't give unconditional love to men. I'm really confused. That's how your energy needs to be, ladies.
Yeah, you guys probably say, whoa, why are you talking about this chick? You already did. Yes, fellas, I just want to reiterate that this chick, just like a lot of chicks, has this kind of mentality. They think that you're here to serve them. Yeah, and they think that you're just a little peon that you have to serve them. Yeah. Don't let this queen bee control you. Yeah, realize that you're the one that's making this world move forward, and these chicks are just here for the ride. And because you wanna fuck them, you're gonna let them. But don't be stupid. Hold out. Yeah, realize how much power you have as a man. Yeah, pussy can move fucking mountains, but penis is what fucking is the blood, sweat, and tears of this world. So, think about that shit, lady.
Is how you are supposed to be with men. That's how you're supposed to be, because they only see you as a supply.
Yes, fellas, that's why you should reject these women, because when they come around, they do this bullshit. If you reject them, it fucks with their head, it fucks with their ego. Oh yes, either A, they try better, or they fuck off. So either win, as a man, you win. Yes, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Fuck this bitch. In my opinion, of course.
They only see you as a service. Yeah.
Yeah, women just want to enslave you. They think you're some kind of puppet that they can control and you're there to do their bidding. But no, we have our own minds, thoughts, and feelings. These chicks think they're the prize, but no, we're the prize. So either you bow down to the master salami, or you can go to hell. Yeah, simple. Yes, women act like they don't want dick, but that's what they live for, and it's in their DNA. But no, they rather act all stupid and treat you like shit. But yeah, men are gonna walk away. I know I am, so enjoy.
And some, they're happy to pay for the service, and some are really cheap and they don't want to pay for the service.
Yes, women don't see you as a human being or someone to be loved. You're just a work mule, a means to an end, a utility. Yes, serve me or get the fuck out, right? Yes, fellas, if you let women do whatever the fuck they want, they do shit like this, and then they want you to clean this up. Yeah, I'm sure there's gonna be a poor white dude to clean up this mess. Why? Because a lot of you are thirsty fucks. Not just white boys, but men in general. Yes, but I have noticed that white boys are really, really bad at being cuckolded. Why? Why? I don't know. I know why. It's because the tiny hats hate white people. Oh man, yeah, that's some shit in another day, so let's continue with this.
It's very savage. Sounds very transactional, because it is.
Yes, with women it's very, very transactional. Once you know that's how women think, they don't love you, they just love the stuff that you do for them, then you treat them accordingly. At least that's what I do. I don't know what you guys do, but yeah, you do you, boo.
It's very transactional to men. Everything here is seen as transactional to men. They don't care. The reason why it's transactional is because they don't actually have any genuine true feelings for you.
You're wrong about that. Men do love. Men love hard. Yeah, look at these guys. These guys are so messed up that they're turning to girls because they can't find girls. Yeah, the transmaxing thing? Yeah, guys do that stuff so they could get a chick. That is sad. So, so sad. It's because you women make us do some weird things, some weird mess up things. And yeah, it's not good. You say it's transactional. That's unfortunate with you, ladies. Yeah, and men, because we're stupid and we're loyal, we fall for this shit. But, you know, sooner or later, guys are gonna wake up, and I think it's starting to happen. Yes! Let the pain flow. Enjoy.
They don't understand love. They don't understand themselves. They don't understand what they're doing. They are purely driven by their urges and their desires.
Well, I'll give you that much. There are some men that are driven by instincts and their penis. But yeah, the same could be said about some women too. I've seen some women, they do some vagina thing. Yeah, they start chasing you. Well, me, I'm actually a good looking dude and I take care of myself. So all the time, I have all these women throwing themselves at me. But yeah, I bite, and guess what they do? They run away. So yeah, lady, you're also a horny coomer lady. Yeah, you have fucking penis in your brain, so that's why you're acting all like this. Yeah, were you touched when you were a little girl? God, I hope so. If not, then you're just a bitch. Just saying.
Liars. That is it. That is it. So while you're here, thinking that this man's going to come in and save you, and oh my God, he loves me, he loves me. He gave me a ring and he loves me. He gave you a ring so that he can get access to your body 24/7.
Sorry, YouTube. This is where I have to get off and I'm going to go talk some more hardcore stuff. Yes, friends, because this chick is very naughty, so she needs to get spanked. So if you want to do that, you gotta check me out on MGTOW.TV or on Rumble. So here's my links. Go check me out there. If not, well, it is what it is. Well, smell you later. Bye.
How old are you?
21.
Would you date a man who was 5'5 if he was everything you wanted?
Yeah, I date girls, so...
Wait, has it always been like that? Or is that a new thing?
It's always been like that.
So when do you know that, you know, you played for the other team?
Like, when I saw Megan Fox in Jennifer's Body.
How did it make you feel?
A tingling sensation.
Okay, but you go on a first date with a girl. Do you split it with her or do you expect her to pay?
I split it. Of course, I always split it.
So how do you handle the roles in a relationship going forward?
Okay, thank you.